Hello, everybody. Welcome to the NFL Betting Podcast, and this is your host, Mark. Let's get into the show. To start the show, we're going to recap with NFL Week 10 results. I was extremely disappointed, especially after having a wicked 9-14 correct picks for Week 9. I was pretty disappointed to have only 4 out of 13 correct in Week 10. I knew there were some tricky games here, like the Raiders and Chargers, Lions and Bears, and the 49ers and Seahawks. I knew those were all going to be pretty close, and ended up on the wrong side on all of those. So I think a couple of small, obviously some of them were like very close wins too, for the 49ers in particular. That was brutal to watch. But overall, though, I was a little bit happy with the week because even though I only had 4 picks overall correct, my money picks, which is part of the $100 betting challenge, I was 2 correct for 3. So that's really good. Maintaining my 66% correct money picks, which is incredible. Overall in the season, Giancarlo and I'm now ahead of Giancarlo by 1 correct pick. I'm at 72. Giancarlo's at 71. We're both batting 530, or we have 53% of our picks correct. I don't even know if that's the right word for batting because I have known nothing about baseball. But I know batting 500 is 50% correct. So is batting 530 53% correct? I don't know. But anyways, so Giancarlo and I both are hovering around the 53% correct win rate. You need to be above, I think it, I heard this the stat again this week, but I don't remember the exact number. But I believe it's like, it's only in 52% that you need to be above to be profitable. So technically, I'm still having a profitable week against the books, or sorry, a profitable season against the books. And I definitely, I didn't have a profitable week against the books from my money picks because the one pick I got wrong, I put a lot of money down on that one. That was the 49ers. Ugh, don't get me started on that game. That was a brutal late night Monday win for the 49ers, lose for me, or sorry, win for the Seahawks, lose for me and the 49ers, which ended up having me down $5 in the money on my money picks, which puts me down $9 on the $100 betting challenge. So I really need to make up some room and make up some ground on that. But overall, though, I think I was hoping for better results in Week 10. And I think I can get them in Week 11. I have some bold money picks to hopefully raise my bankroll a little bit. And what else is a big one? Oh, yeah, Chiefs lost too, so that was a loss that I had in the week. But overall, rough week on my picks, but maintaining a pretty good rate on the season. So let's get into Week 11, Week 11 betting picks for the NFL season. So to start, Giancarlo has the Steelers playing tonight and winning in Cleveland against the Browns. I have the Browns winning tonight, and this is actually one of my money picks too. I have the Browns straight up, so money line pick. So it just means if the Browns win, I win. I didn't have a lot down on this because I think this is pretty risky, but divisional game at home in prime time, give me the Browns, you know, give me the Browns. I think they can make a way back. I think OBJ starts to finally find his stride. I think he's going to light it up a little bit here. And I think the Steelers, they'll be so focused on trying to shut down Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb that I think OBJ is going to actually pull a few big plays off in this game. So Giancarlo has the Steelers on that one. This will be a super interesting game. I'm excited to watch it and see what goes down. Then on Sunday, we got the Sunday games happening. We have the Panthers in Carolina taking on the Falcons. Give me the Panthers on this one. Giancarlo's taking the Falcons. I think this could go either way. The Falcons seem to be finding their stride a little bit more, but I'm not too sure. I think at home in Carolina with Christian McCaffrey, they stopped feeding Christian McCaffrey the ball last week, and I think that changes this week when they realize that they need to do that in order to win football games. And then we have Jacksonville Jaguars traveling to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. Giancarlo and I both have the Jaguars winning this game. Although, I think, is Jacoby Brissett back yet? If Jacoby Brissett is back, I think this game could be close still. And if Jacoby Brissett is not back, definitely give me the Jags on this. And But yeah, it might be close if he's back. And then we have the Cowboys traveling to Detroit to take on the Lions. I'm picking the Lions. I think they get a bounce back win this week. They lost last week. It was pretty tough to see them lose against Chicago. But I do think they get back on track at home against a Cowboys team, which hasn't played that well on the road. And then we have the Buffalo Bills traveling to Miami to take on the Dolphins, the red hot Dolphins with two wins this season, which have came in the last 2 weeks. So yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Dolphins won, but the Bills are the stronger and better team. So I have to go with what's most likely to happen here. So give me the Bills to win this one. And then I have, and I don't think that was, that was not a money pick. I wouldn't money pick on that one. That one's a pretty risky game in my opinion. And then we have the Denver Broncos traveling to Minnesota taking on the Vikings. Jarkar and I, both of the Vikings winning. And I think this game could be actually sneakily a close one. But I do expect both Adam Thielen and Stefon Diggs to be out there. So hopefully they will have a better receiving core. I think the Vikings at home is going to be a solid choice to win that. And the Vikings are the favorite by 10.5 points. So yeah, that's a good call to make. And if you're interested in a money line pick, they're hovering at 1.19. So that's a decent pick if you want to place a bet on them. And then we have the Houston Texans traveling to Baltimore to take on what is literally the red hot Ravens. Lamar Jackson is just like a freaking video game. Watching him in like his highlights is, oh, it's incredible the way he moves and just the plays that he can make. Like, it looks like a video game. It's absolutely nuts. Although Deshaun Watson, on the other hand, I think he has a little bit of a grudge out. You know, he started off so hot in his NFL career, and then because of his injury, I think he got like a little bit forgotten. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see Deshaun Watson really driving and just determined, willing the Houston Texans to win in this game. So I think this one actually might be closer than we think. Unless, of course, Lamar Jackson is just an actual god and just destroys the Houston Texans. We don't know, but we shall see. The Ravens are a 4-point favorite to win in this game. And that wouldn't be a bad pick if you wanted to bet on them in Moneyline. And then we have the New Orleans Saints traveling to Florida to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Give me the Buccaneers on this one. Giancarlo is taking the Saints. The Buccaneers are not the favorite. The Saints are the favorite by 5.5 points. Drew Brees didn't have a good week last week, so people are expecting him to get on track this week. And I say no. I say Jameis Winston outscores Drew Brees in this game. I think Jameis Winston, he needs a new contract. I have been seeing plays where he's been getting better. He has been avoiding those super risky plays, or what used to be pick plays, basically. And so I think he's getting better and better with each, not necessarily each game linear, but overall in the season, I think he is getting better. And don't be surprised if you see Jameis Winston and Mike Evans really trying to make a connection at home here to really just show the Saints and for Jameis Winston to show the owners that he's a good pick and that he deserves a contract. So I could see this as a Buccaneers win here. I actually have the Buccaneers as one of my money picks for this week, and that is against the spread. And so I got 5.5 points up on the Bucs. So the Buccaneers lose by less than 6 points or win, I win that bet. So I think that's a good bet to make, and I'm excited to see how that one pans out for me. And then we have the New York Jets traveling to Washington to take on the Redskins. Giancarlo and I both have the Jets winning in this game. And yeah, I think the Redskins are just not a good team. I know they have Darius Geis back, but I don't think that's going to matter for this one. Give me the Jets. The Arizona Cardinals are traveling to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. After the 49ers had a kind of embarrassing home loss this past Monday, I'm expecting them to jump back here. They're at home. It's not prime time, so a little bit less pressure on Jimmy Garoppolo, which I'm not convinced he can play well under pressure yet. He has had a couple moments, but you need to do it consistently in order to be a great NFL quarterback. Giancarlo has the Cardinals winning in this game, which I think was really, really shocking. The 49ers are a 10-point favorite, and so Giancarlo picking the Cardinals is a pretty bold pick. I know he's trying to really claw back his way and win some picks up on me this week, so I think that's his way of doing it. They do have David Johnson back, it sounds like. He wasn't even on the injury report yesterday, so that is good news for the Cardinals. And then they also have Kenyon Drake as well, who has been playing very well. So we'll see. And then the New England Patriots are traveling to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles, a Super Bowl, 51 matchup? What year was that? I can't remember. Give me the Patriots to win this one. Giancarlo's taking the Patriots too. I don't think there's any way that the Eagles can win this one. They're not the strong team they used to be. I believe Carson Wentz is a good quarterback and can lead them to greatness once again. I just don't think this is the year and team that he can do it with. And the New England Patriots are just such a high-flying offense and defense that I don't think they can slow them down here. It would be nice to see the Eagles win, obviously, and it would be very cool to see. This is kind of a bit of a revenge game for Carson Wentz, you know, being out when they won the Super Bowl and against the Patriots, obviously. If Carson Wentz does want to kind of shut down a bunch of haters, then this is definitely the team to do it against. So maybe keep your eye on this one on if you're watching Red Zone. And then the Cincinnati Bengals are traveling to the Black Hole to take on the Raiders. And Giancarlo and I have both taken the Raiders on this game. I think it's a pretty easy one, straightforward. I saw some reports on AJ Green, but I believe he is not back. So don't expect AJ Green to be out there. But even if he is, I don't think it's going to matter for the Bengals. They are just in shambles. And with the Oakland Raiders as well, playing the last few games at home and really starting to get into their stride a little bit, taking down some big name teams. I expect them to give it to the Bengals here. And then Chicago Bears are traveling to LA to take on the Rams. The Rams are 5-4. Like, how nuts is that? Did anybody see that coming from last year, finishing last year as such a powerful team? And then being here, not even in contention. Well, they're in contention to go to the wild card, but they're not in a wild card spot. The Rams need a lot of wins to make the playoffs. And the Bears, what are the Bears at? I don't know where the Bears are in their standings. But the Bears do have a great defense still. The Rams are a 6.5-point favorite right now. I think this game is actually going to be much closer than the game suggests, than the game line suggests, at least set by the books. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is a close one. Honestly, the Chicago Bears, as in against the spread with +6.5, that seems like a pretty good option, to be honest. So it'd be interesting looking at that as a pick. But we did take the Rams to win it though outright. I think they're going to get it done here, although I am avoiding this game as far as placing any bets on it. That's because I'm betting on the 49ers, which is the game we just went over. I have the 49ers to win this week. And were the 49ers? Yeah, the 49ers were a favorite as well. And then the Kansas City Chiefs had a loss last week, and they're facing the Chargers this week. Give me the Chiefs. With Pat Mahomes back, I know they lost last week, but the Chargers haven't looked like it. I mean, they have looked pretty good, but they are struggling to actually win games. So I think the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes bounce back here, and I think they start to put in the work to get them into playoff contention, and or not playoff contention, but get them in playoff shape. I think they want to look like a playoff team again, and I think this is the game where they start to do it. And I think it'll be competitive as well, so I think that'll help get Patrick Mahomes fired up. All right, everybody. That is it for this week's picks. My money picks for this week are the 49ers, the Bucks against the spread, and the Cleveland Browns, who are playing tonight. This is the first week that I'm just announcing my money picks, and I might do it again the next week. So if you guys want to see all of Giancarlo and my picks from this past season and for this week, you can see it at sportsexchange.us. That is sportsexchange.us. Please subscribe to the podcast and give us a review if you can. That would be very much appreciated and help with the algorithm getting the podcast out there to more folks. So that is it for this week, everyone. Good luck on your fantasy. Good luck on your betting picks for the NFL and any other bets you might place. I am Mark, your host, and I will talk to you guys next week. Peace.